The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. On this 11th day of the 10th month of the year, 11th day of October, 2022. And so we have a whole lot to get going, and I'm going to have to adjust, I think, my volume up here a little bit. There you go. I hope I didn't mess up the board at all, but now I can hear better. Anyhow, tonight we have on the board, speaking of the board, none other than the courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And way out yonder, we've got him back tonight, Pastor Joe Larson.
That God-fearing, Bible-believing, flag-waving, gun-owning, Constitution-loving patriot, and I'm ready to go to work.
All right. So we got a whole lot to get to tonight. I mean, a lot.
Oh, we've got some breaking stories tonight.
After
Bible study, we're going to upset a whole bunch of people.
It's got to be lightning rounds. Well, you know, most of the people should know this stuff by now. I mean, it's like, you know, all this stuff they keep finding out is things that they knew a long time ago. What we talked about, you know, and in the one article, there's an error in this one article we have. We'll get to that, too, and we'll talk about that. We'll get to it, and I'll explain to it during the article. But let's go to, remember the title of the message?
Devil's Diary.
The Devil's Diary. And so, if the devil kept a diary, what might he write? And so, let's pick it up tonight. We're starting off. Joe, we'll do a little different tonight. Let's go through here in Ezekiel chapter 28. Let's start with verse 1 to explain this chapter through verses 19, because you really have to start with verse 1 to really understand this passage of Scripture here.
All right.
And so, let's just take it verse by verse. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God. Now, the prince of Tyrus, do you know who that was?
That is the son of Baal.
Ethabel the third. Actually,
Ethabel the third, I mean.
Yeah, it's the grandson of
Ethabel the third.
Yeah, and so here, that's actually Jezebel's nephew. Was Jezebel's nephew. And now here he had this this problem, you know, that he thought he was a god. Today nothing has really changed. Today we have a lot of people today who think they're a god out there. Well, I would think to start with Obama, because remember, not only was those women that worked with Obama said that, what was the one that worked directly under his handler? I'm trying to remember her. She was saying that he has such an intellect that the presidency is not really challenging enough for him.
Yeah. I can't think of her name either.
But then you have that Jamie Foxx from the Soul Train. And remember Jamie Foxx said when they had that big, whatever you would call it, the big Soul Train concert, and he came out and he said, we want to thank our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Yeah, okay.
And then Obama himself said, I am the one you've been waiting for.
That yeah.
He even said, I'm the one I've been waiting for.
Right, so Obama...
statistical.
Right, so he would be the one I would say more than anybody else. And then, of course, you're right, George Soros had proclaimed himself to be a god. He said he is a god. And Oprah Winfrey, when she said that she is the source of her own salvation, well, that's the same as saying she's a god. And then here...
I hadn't thought about that, you're right, but that would be a godlike thing, right? Because only God can do that, so you'd have to be God to do it.
Right, and so... Then you have this guy, this Harari, this Klaus Schwab's minion there, where he has come out and intimated that him and Klaus Schwab are not just humans. You know, they're more, they're better, they're more than just
human. Yeah, he didn't say God, but more than human would place them in that category.
And then you had also two others insinuated the same things. Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg insinuated that they were more than just people, men. But so here now you've got this thing where Elthabel III, the Prince of Tyre, he has proclaimed himself to be God. Now, in order to understand why, you have to go back and read it with starting with verse in 21 in chapter 27, where it says, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou, son of man, take up lamentations for Tyrus, and saying to Tyrus, O thou, thou say the Lord God, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am perfect in beauty. Thy borders are in the midst of the sea. Thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all the ships of fir trees. And anyhow, he had his kingdom upon a mountain, upon a large mountain, and the sea passageways had to go right underneath him. And this way he controlled the traffic. And he said, I said, as a god here, everybody's got to pay me to come through here.
Right. And he had a bottleneck that he could control.
Right. And so here he said he was invincible upon this mountain. Who could come up there and who could... Because, you know, it's a lot easier to drop boulders down upon ships than for ships to fire cannons.
Back up, yeah.
So here he's sitting there and he's professing that he's God. He goes on to say, because thine heart has lifted up and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. So now God is chiding him. He's chiding him here.
Yeah.
And he says, yet thou art a man, not a god, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, now, thou art wiser than Daniel. So here's the chide. Why would he say thou art wiser than Daniel?
This guy's lost in his own fantasy world. Daniel is the real wise one.
Well, you're right, but he was a contemporary of Daniel.
Right.
And at that time, you know, in the whole Middle East, Daniel was known as a great wise man. He was known as the wise man of the time, and how, you know, with his wisdom. By this time, Daniel was pretty old, too. And so then God continues to chide him, Joe. He says, there's no secret that they can hide from thee. In other words, he's saying what? Why, we know you must be omniscient, huh?
Right. All-knowing, yes.
And he goes on to chide him, and he says, with thy wisdom and with thine understanding, why thou hast gotten thee riches, and thou hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasuries, and by thy great wisdom and by thy traffic, the traffic he's talking about is slave trade, is human trafficking here. Mm. And he's talking about, thou hast increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thine riches. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God. Uh-oh, here comes the hammer, huh?
Yeah, that comes down.
Because thou hast said in thine heart, as the heart of God, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. Now, do you know who that enemy was that he was talking about? That was Nebuchadnezzar.
That was Nebuchadnezzar.
And so this occurred right around 573 B.C., and Nebuchadnezzar was ruling king, and he sent his armies up there, up the mountain. And he said, he goes on to say, and they shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Now he continues to chide him. Wilt thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am a god? But thou shalt be a man, and no god, in the hand of him that slayeth thee. Thou shalt die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. So now he dealt here, verses 1 through 10, with Ethabel, the prince of Tyrus. But now he moves on to the king of Tyrus, where Ethabel is getting his power from. This is where all of that influence that came from. Then the king of Tyre, and the king of Tyre is none other than Satan, right?
Satan himself, right.
Right, so do you think if Satan was writing this, it would be worded a bit different?
Yes, quite different.
Yeah, I mean,
especially that part about I will bring strangers, you know, the terrible, and they will draw their swords. And yeah, I don't think Satan would have wanted to put that in the diary.
Well, you know, I think Satan probably knows a lot about the journalism schools, because it seems that NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they all remember Satan was a liar from the beginning and the father of those.
Right.
And they won't even call a lie a lie. They call it the narrative. And so here now, he goes on in verse 11 and he says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now, so here he's making a statement, perfect in beauty. Satan was the most beautiful creature God ever created.
Right.
And so here now,
and he sat there in heaven. He was in heaven with the Most High, but he wanted to be as the Most High.
Well, actually, he didn't sit in heaven. He was above the throne room of...
He was in heaven, yeah.
Yeah, Satan hovered over the throne room of God. He was over the throne room of God. So, in other words, he would have been privy to all of the conversations between the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, he would have been right there.
And so he would have been privy, too, with all the acts between Michael the angel and Gabriel and all of the others. Everything that was going on, Satan would have been right in the midst of it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, you can't think of anything that would have gone on that he shouldn't have known something about.
Okay, so then he goes on. The Lord goes on to... and now he's, in a sense, he is... Well, this isn't so much of a chide as it is he is castigating him here. He's saying, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of beauty, wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden in the garden of God. Every precious stone, every onyx, every covering. Now, when we talk about in Genesis, the Garden of Eden, in verses 1 through 6, actually verses 1 through 3, that Garden of Eden was a replica of the one that he's speaking of here. This garden that he's speaking of is in heaven, right? And so he's talking about, this is the garden in the third heaven. He said, thou seest up full, the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been eaten the garden of God. Every precious stone was the covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold. The workmanship of his tabourets and of his pipes were prepared in thee in the day that they were, that thou was created. In other words, this was a part of his vesture, wasn't it?
Right.
And so
he was richly clothed like no king on earth had ever seen.
Okay, so, well, you know, when he said he's covering, you know, it's like really more like it's a part of his body. You see, you know, we see other places when it was referred to throughout the Bible that the hair was referred to as in a woman, the komea, as her covering, her hair. And so here, this is referring to, this was literally a part of what he was, his makeup of, I guess you would say in the flesh, but...
The tabrets and the pipes were made in thee in the day you were created. The day I, God, created you, Lucifer, these were part of you,
So, he goes on to say, thou art anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God, and thou was walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy way from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned thereof. What do you think he's talking about when he says the multitude of the merchandise?
The multitude of all the thoughts and things he had, the iniquity was found in him, the sin and all the thoughts he had as he became corrupt.
And so, when in his corruption, what was it that Satan really wanted more than anything else? Of course, we read yesterday.
As the Most High. He said it himself. He wanted to be as the Most High.
But there was a reason. There was something that, as the Most High, he wanted to receive, and that was worship. He wanted to be worshipped. Remember when he took the Lord Jesus out to a high plain and he showed him the whole earth there in Matthew 4?
He asked, he said, if you worship me, that's what he wanted. If you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all of this.
Anything, the entire soul. Now, do you think he was working for the IRS at the time? Because it seems like that's what they do. They tell you if you'll pay, you know, they'll give you back what really belongs to you to begin with, right?
Give you yours,
So he was trying to make a real deal with the Lord here. Listen, all of this that you created, all of this that belongs to you, because the Scripture says the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to God, I'll give it to you, even though it's not mine to give. All you have to do is worship me. Does that sound like a deal?
Sound like the biggest lie in the world. Biggest lie ever told.
All right.
To me.
Do you think Joe Biden can top that one?
I don't think even Joe Obama can top that one. No. Nope.
Yep. Not even being a Puerto Rican.
Not even being a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyhow,
I've got a whole list of all his stretches of the truth, if you want them.
What was the guy, the one who popped something popped dead?
Yeah, how he stood up to this hood tough guy. It was the gangsta popcorn. Yeah, what a funny name.
And so, no, it wasn't actually popcorn. It was pop something like that.
No, it's popcorn.
Popcorn it was. Popcorn, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it was popcorn. That's what I said. It was so stupid, it had to be made up.
And popcorn came after him, and he took, and Joe Obama took a chain, and he said, bring it on, popcorn, you know, right? And so here he goes on, and he says, let me pick it up where I left off.
And he said, thou hast sinned is where you ended there in 16.
Okay. And so here he goes on and he says, therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty, and thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, and that they may behold thee. Now, in yesterday in Ezekiel, we saw how the Lord had castigated him and told him that, you know what? All of these kings, even the wicked kings, they had funerals. They died, they were buried, they had funerals. People right. came to mourn. Not you. You're not going to get that. You're not even going to get a burial. You're just going to be cast away right into the pit. Okay, now, then it goes on to say, thou hast defiled the sanctuaries of the multitude of thine iniquities by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. Okay, they built an entire doctrine on this verse. Two verses, this verse and one other verse. Okay, and that's that. Do you know what doctrine that is? The doctrine
of the
annihilation is the
annihilation. Okay.
Yeah.
Those odd words. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are those Seventh Day Adventists and some others have built entire doctrine. Now the other one is the burning is the fat of the lamb that'll turn to smoke and be gone. So they're telling you that when you die, and if you go to hell, you're not in hell and torment. You simply are burnt, become ash, and cease to exist. You just no longer cease to exist. And that's the doctrine that they teach out there. But that's not what God's Word, the Bible, teaches at all, is it?
No, not at all.
And he says, I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth. Well, first he says, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, it shall devour thee. In other words, he's going to bring a fire, and it's going to start within Satan himself. He's going to start a fire right inside, okay? And then he says, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that beheld thee.
Now, that's where they get that, because it said it'd be burned to ashes, and that's probably where they get that, just that one line, instead of going further or getting more understanding from a different place in Scripture, they dwell on that.
Well, here's the main thing, Joe. We never go out of existence, okay? When we die, we simply change form. We change real estate.
Right.
But we don't go out of existence.
We have the physical body, but we have the spiritual body.
Right. Now, remember at this time when he was talking here to Satan, Satan had all this power. Remember, he had this beautiful, beautiful body with all of this power and all of this wealth and all of these things that he wanted. Whatever he wanted, he had the power to achieve these things. So God said, no, you're not going to be that way. You're not going to have any more power.
Or beauty.
Yeah, than you have. I'm going to take that away from you. You're not going to be able to destroy all of the nations again. And so this is a eschatological something that's going to happen in the future, okay? Because today Satan still has what? Power, but he doesn't have the power he had.
No.
Okay? And so,
get thee behind me, Satan, right?
Right.
He right there shows he does not have that power anymore. He only has the power that God lets him have, and he's given all of us a way to resist the power of Satan, and that's through the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
Gordon Call was right when he made his famous stand. Heaven knows there was a man who fought the righteous fight till the wrong arm of the law gunned him down in Arkansas. He would not pay one dime of tribute to the IRS. And for his disobedience, they planned his fiery death. And now all is fair in love and war. Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity, and we shall all meet at heaven's door, 'cause all is fair in love and war. Five forty-five p.m. on a North Dakota road, February 83, that's when the war began, where two federal marshals died for the sake of tyranny. They both would underestimate the courage of one man who only shot in self-defense to save his promised land. Because all is fair in love and war, Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity, and we shall all meet at heaven's door, 'cause all is fair in love and war. When all was said and done, and the verdicts handed down, someone had to take the fall, and it was Gordon's son, who was wounded in the fray. Please won't you pray for your recall, who now must waste his life away inside some stinking jail. Please pray the Lord might set him free, through faith we shall prevail. They say all is fair in love and war, Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity, and we shall all meet at heaven's door, 'cause all is fair in love. In love and war.
All right. All righty. Joe, we're going to play a clip here. And you know what that clip's about? It's about the Pfizer director admitting what we admitted. Now, in this article, Joe, let me just read you here. He's talking about how, and I was looking for the dates of this. Let me just read the article real quick, and then we'll listen to the clip. During the COVID EU9 hearing, Pfizer's president of international developed markets, Janine Small, admitted that vaccines had never been tested on its ability to prevent transmission, contrary to what was previously advertised. Remember how Biden would say, get the vax and you won't get the COVID. Get the vax and you won't get COVID, okay?
It sounded like Echo of Fauci.
Yeah. So Robert Ruse, yeah, that's right. That's exactly what Fauci was saying. A politician for the Netherlands who's also a member of the European Parliament exposed a lie that people from all over the world have been told to believe. We exposed it first. We told people this back all the way back then. Remember how we had Wendy on here? Remember how we were telling people back in March of 2019, Joe, how that these things, that all of the animals that they tested died. All of them, they died, okay? Right. And they haven't, and these experimental, see, Joe, that's why it's called experimental, because it hadn't been tested on humans. And as far as this thing about spreading, so we told you back then, they can't say that it's, that it will stop, because they've not done any experiments to prove that, okay? So he goes on, he says, if you don't get vaccinated, you're antisocial. This is what the Dutch Prime Minister and Health Minister told us. If you don't get vaccinated just for yourself, but for also for others, you do it for all of society. That's what they said. That's what we were saying. We were telling people the truth, folks. Don't buy it. Do not fall for this.
Save Grandpa, yeah.
Right. This turned out to be complete nonsense, Ruse said in his viral bombshell video posted on Twitter. In a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me at the time of introduction the vaccine had never been tested in stopping the transmission of the virus. So we do this, Joe, because when we were finding out that the people that were being vaxxed, the more shots they had, the more likely they were to come down with the COVID again. And again, and some of them, yeah, and so, including Biden. So in a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me that in time of instruction, the vaccine had never been tested on stopping the transmission of the virus, Ruse said. In one of the most atrocious crimes against humanity, all the governments worked together with Big Pharma and Big Tech to deceive the general public into taking the COVID shot. Folks, this is why we do what we do here on this radio program. We continue to try to bring you what's really happening, because we're living in perilous times. They lied to us. They coerced millions of people into being vaccinated on the lie of preventing transmission. This removed the entire legal basis for the COVID passport. The COVID passport that led to massive institutional discrimination as people lost access to essential parts of society. I find this to be shocking, even criminal, Ruse said. During the hearing, when asked by Ruse if the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market, Jeannie Small responded while smiling. Regarding the question around did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market, no, we have never really moved at the speed of science. This is unbelievable here. But here it says, a Florida Surgeon General released a shocking report on Friday. According to Dr. Joseph Latipo, there was an 84% increase in the incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days of the vax. Within 28 days, an 84% increase, Joe, of deaths. We're talking deaths. Okay. Go ahead and play that clip.
If you don't get vaccinated, you're antisocial. This is what the Dutch Prime Minister and Health Minister told us. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself, but also for others. You do it for all of society. That's what I said. Today, this turned out to be complete nonsense. In a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me, at the time of introduction, the vaccine had never been tested on stopping the transmission of the virus. This removes the entire legal basis for the COVID passport. The COVID passport that led to massive institutional discrimination as people lost access to essential parts of society. I find this to be shocking, even criminal. Please watch the video until the end.
Voor u, mevrouw Small, heb ik de volgende vraag waar ik een duidelijk antwoord op wil. And I will speak in English so there are no misunderstandings. Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunisation before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
This is scandalous. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others. Now, this turned out to be a cheap lie. This should be exposed. Please share this video.
Well, again, many, many people lost their jobs. They got fired. Many of them lost their jobs because they didn't want to take the vax. And all the young people, especially those soldiers in our military that died from the cardiac, the microcarditis, that's murder. That's death. That's murder. Fauci. Well, Fauci needs to be.
I've got a follow-up story that will explain and actually extrapolate a lot more than you just said. This is just out. Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vlett, read stuff of hers before. COVID jabs. Pharma whistleblowers reveal catastrophic safety failures. You got to remember, since back in, 1934, the FDA, its idea is to protect the public from unsafe products. It's mandate. Whistleblowers inside pharma. Alexandra Latapova and Hedley Rees provide information on catastrophic safety and manufacturing oversights for the experimental COVID-19 that are linked to the deaths and complications. Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former Pfizer chief scientist worldwide for respiratory pharmacology, has reported now that Pfizer documents showed that the FDA knew of the death risks ahead of time. Our FDA knew the risks. What happens is, I guess this is, to make a long story short, the mRNA is a very complicated multi-stage, and every step is very prone to errors that are all, each error gets amplified is what they say. One batch may contain up to 900 liters, but problems happened at number 37 liters, and nothing was done to resolve the problems. So what they found out, independent research now shows that there were more than 10,000% variability in the potency of the batches. Not a single vial tested had ingredients or doses that conformed to the FDA requirements. Not one batch they tested. Some batches had no mRNA. Others had massive doses that they believe now were the cause of the sudden death after the vaccination. So some people out there got a dose with nothing in it. Oh, but there were other things in it. There were high levels of various metals that are toxic to the human body, they found now. They found some of these batches had protein impurities in quantities far exceeding allowed limits. Other contaminants have been described in there that there's something I can't read them. They're kind of complicated. I don't know what they are. But what the Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist, said any of these problems should have stopped the production lines. So the U.S. and European oversight agencies, the FDA here and the EMA, turned a blind eye to the fact that their good manufacturing practices were not being followed, And this is unprecedented in the history of the FDA and an outrageous violation of public trust. And now some of the information, according to a Freedom of Information Act that have been filed, suggests that Pfizer is combining batches or diluting to an unprecedented degree, relabeling older products or other fraudulent things. And then they found out that one of the other big problems is that the virus, the vaccine, is not what they call a vaccine, is not complete. And they have to complete this when it's shipped to wherever they give the vaccines. And most of the people giving the vaccines weren't trained or equipped or knowledgeable in how to handle it. So we had a huge problem where the shots were given, usually by a nurse at a pharmacy, something like that, who didn't know what they were doing. And then there was one other big problem. The big pharma has been outsourcing over the last 40 years everything it could, and it has now lost the ability here to develop new drugs on its own. Drug development, manufacturing, and distribution is now all in third-party hands. So they turn it over. They've lost control of this outsourcing all over the world, and they have no control of what happens after they give the order. This whole story is there's so much there. We've been lied to, cheated. People have their lives have been destroyed, family members killed, businesses gone away to never come back. All these people that are suffering from loneliness and thoughts of suicide or committed suicide. And our FDA knew these risks before they turned this loose on the American people. These drug companies knew they weren't following procedures. They knew the controls weren't there. In other words, this was all done knowingly and total disregard for life on planet Earth. I can't believe this when I've read through it. I never in my life could I imagine a story like this. So many people allowing such a horrible thing to happen, not only here in America, but all across Europe, and therefore the same big pharma companies all over the world, except those third world countries that went back to the old-fashioned simple medicines that saved them from all these problems we're having. I mean, I don't even know what to say, Pastor Ernie. This is huge.
Hey, Joe, you know, if you were sitting in your home and all of a sudden a bullet come through your window and the neighbor said, "Sorry, Joe, it was an accident. Gun went off accidentally." And then another bullet come through your window and they told you, "Hey, another accidental." And it went off again accidentally. After about four or five. Okay.
It's real simple. The first time, maybe they had an accident. Second time, I'm shooting back.
Well, you see, Joe, there was not a disregard for human life. You see, Joe, again, I've told the story, I don't know how many times, but I sat in their meetings back in the 80s. I sat right in the meetings with the World Health Organization, with Planned Parenthood, right, with Sierra Club, and this was all planned. The depopulation of the planet was all planned back then. And we've been telling people, but see, people are too busy, and they've got the full coverage, you know, cooperation of NBC, ABC, CBS, no matter what lie.
All over the right.
Now, what we just played here, this clip, okay.
One thing I want to say, I was given this report that was written by this doctor, and I was reporting what the whistleblowers were saying. So,
yeah, I know that, but
my opinion, it's... Yeah.
I know. I'm just telling you that here again, for example, did you hear one word about what we just read here about this? Did you hear that clip played on any other station? At least Fox, Tucker Carlson was the only one that I know of that played that, other than programs like this one, like ours.
Right.
This
story so far I haven't seen anywhere else yet.
Okay, here's another story that this morning, it came out. But then I've noticed how it's been taken down. You haven't seen it. And that was, well, if we go back to last month, to about the middle of last month, in fact, exactly it was around the 18th of September, and we talked about insider training, okay, insider trading, legalized corruption. And it showed a picture with a headline saying, your government at work with Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And talk about a bill banning the members of Congress from trading stocks. Now, let me just read this. This goes back. This was what we did a month ago. It's been about a month. Senate Democrats moved to delay a bill banning members of Congress from trading stocks is disappointing watchdogs. Their back-to-ban proposals told the Daily Caller News Foundation. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley made the stock ban delay revelation to Insider Thursday, telling the outlet lawmakers are prioritizing other bills and judicial nominations in order to have a government that truly works for the people. Voters need to trust the lawmakers and have their best interests at heart, said Joshua Graham Lynn, of CEO of Represent Us, a nonpartisan anti-corruption group. But by continuing to allow themselves to benefit financially from their positions of power, members of Congress are condoning legalized corruption. Democratic senators' decision to delay stock trading bills bans until after the November election, midterm elections, is disappointing, watchdog group says, that supported the ban proposals, told the Daily Caller Foundation. This is incredibly disappointing, said Joshua Graham Lynn, of CEO of Represent Us, the nonpartisan anti-corruption group. And in order to have a government that truly works for the people, voters need to trust that lawmakers have their best interests in heart. By continuing to allow themselves to benefit financially from the positions of power, members of Congress are condoning legalized corruption. Well, anyhow, what happened, yeah, we see, remember Hillary and her, stock, where we're talking about the stockyard, where she made 1,000%, $1,000 on...
Yeah, $100,000 on a $10,000 investment.
Right, and then you had...
In a few months.
Right. And then Nancy Pelosi's been under investigation how many times that they squashed that for insider trading.
Oh, and so it's been year after year. In fact, they said there was an entire group in D.C. that whatever Paul Pelosi does as far as buying or selling stocks, they just follow suit. They don't even, you know, listen to their financial advisors. They just do whatever Paul Pelosi does.
Right. And when it comes to like a new drug coming out that will be coming out on the market, and the FDA knows ahead of time what's going to be approved. This word gets out to Pelosi and her people. They go and they buy these stocks. I mean, report after report after report. Now, the problem now, today they came out and there was an investigation, and they were naming a number of these. In fact, the EPA, something with the Environmental Protection Agency and others, that would make a company's stock rise dramatically. They were talking about that, but then all of a sudden the story got squashed. I haven't heard another word. I've been looking, trying to find it. It's gone.
And many times before to us, hasn't it? We've talked about that. I can remember back when there was weapons parts in a crate, and there was a video on TV of men taking these crates, taking off the foreign labels and putting made in the U.S. labels on these crates. And they actually had film on it, and all of a sudden, it never appeared again. There was never another peep that story had ever, ever happened. Those of us that saw it, they kind of just acted like that it was never out there, it never happened, you didn't see it.
Amazing. Anyhow.
Well, except we know that our government lies and deceives us, right?
Yeah. We have the most corrupt government. You know, who would have ever thought it would have gotten this bad in our lifetime? Unbelievable, the corruption. But anyhow, we have to, Joe, we have our, you know, we have our marching orders, and we have to resist into blood. We have to, you know, storm the gates of hell. Now, here's one way Democrats plan to steal the 2022 election. Ready? This is by our good old buddy Joe Farrell.
Yeah.
Democrats are working right now to steal the 2022 election. Here we go again. Writers for a D.C.-based media operation run by prominent Democratic operatives are held at a sprawling network of fake news, people. This is that I've been watching some of these. Joe, when you take a look at them, it almost looks like the conservatives, you know, the same type of format you look on, what you find on the web.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, but it's not. They're totally opposite. They've really been attacking Donald Trump.
Very clever, very slick, and they will probably convince many, many people.
Yeah, and they've been putting out all kinds of disinformation about President Trump. Writers for a D.C.-based media operation may be prominent Democratic operations behind a sprawling network of fake news outlets started recently that are churning out slick news content in midterm battleground states. Folks, be on the lookout for this. Be on the lookout. Remember, the Democratic Communist Party is entirely corrupt. There is nothing about it that is not corrupt. It is completely and totally corrupted now. Now, the sophisticated disinformation efforts are operating right now at this late date by pumping out Democratic talking points. Ostensibly, local news sites from its Washington headquarters are targeting key swing states, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, New Hampshire, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. I wonder why they left Ohio out there. That's amazing, okay? The secret plot has been carried out since the 2021 and 2022 campaigns began and includes at least 51 locally branded, deceptive, highly partisan sites like the Milwaukee Metro Times, the Mecklenburg Herald, the Tri-City Record. Axios.
You would better read those states real quick, folks. If you're in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, New Hampshire, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin, you will have one of those 51 locally branded fake news outlets feeding you the lies.
The secret plot has been carried out since the 2021-2022 campaigns began and includes at least 51 locally branded, deceptive, and highly partisan sites like Milwaukee Metro Times, the Mecklenburg Herald, and the Tri-City Record. Axios, which broke the scandal, reported behind the patina of independent local news, these sites are pumping out content designed to put a sheen of original reporting on partisan messaging. The sheer diabolical genius of the template includes, well, I'm going to stop right there because we're going to be coming up to a break, but I'll pick this up on the other side of the clock there, Joe. People really need to be aware of this. So, all right, we'll be back after this. We have a whole lot more to go. Don't go away. More to come.
Light the fire, light the light, feel our land, let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.